As we know, we started Sefer Vayikra this past Shabbos, and Vayikra is known as the Book of Toras Kohanim. It talks about the laws of the Karbanos, the sacrifices, even though we don't have sacrifices today. But as the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Chav Vav Amid Beis 26b, is why do we know we have we daven on a regular day, three times a day, Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv, so it's Keneged the Avot. One opinion in the Gemara is Avram instituted Shacharis, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Ma'ariv, evening service. The other opinion in the Gemara is that it's Keneged Karbanos. It corresponds to the sacrifices that were done in the temple daily. And every morning, just like we daven, that's the reason why, that the Karban, that we brought every morning the Tamid Shel Shachar, we brought the continuous carbon every morning. As well, we brought one every afternoon. So according to the opinion that says that we daven based on sacrifices, so what about Ma'ariv? How come there's no carbon? So that could be why Ma'ariv is on a lower level. It's technically a rishus, a lower level obligation. But the Gemara says because they did the leftover fats and limbs, they used to burn on the sacrifice. So the Gemara says, one opinion is, we daven keneged karbanos. There's interesting discussion among the Rishonim and the Achronim, when is the appropriate time to daven tfilas mincha? So what I mean is, basically the day is split into two, morning and afternoon. So basically, let's assume on a 6-to-6 day, so 6 to 12 is the morning section, that's for Shacharis. And the second section from 12 to 6, that is Mincha. That is the afternoon section. So we have something called Mincha Gedola. The earliest time to daven Mincha is 6.5 hours into the day. In our example, would be 12:30. And there's a Mincha Ketana at 9.5 hours into the day, which is 3:30. So the day is split into two, the early afternoon and the late afternoon. So when is the appropriate time? What is Halavai we daven Mincha during that period? But let's, from a preferable time, when is the, if you have a choice, all things being equal, when you have a choice to have a minyan before 3:30 or after 3:30. So that's actually a machlokes rishonim, the Torah and the Rush versus the Rambam and others, that the Torah quotes from his father, the Rush and others, that it's better to daven right away, meaning at 12:30, because why? Because we're so busy during the day, we're at work, we have to eat, we got to do all these things, you're going to get caught up, especially in the winter months. What, it's nighttime, I miss Mincha. So the first opportunity you get, grab it. In fact, it was one of the great rabbis, he had gave another reason. He said, because we have a chance to do a mitzvah, who knows when we're going to live into? Who says we'll be around? If the earliest time to daven Mincha is 12:30, if I wait to 3:30, what guarantee do I have I'll be alive? So he had a custom of davening Mincha early, of course, and as legend has it, he passed away later on in the afternoon, so he got his Mincha in, so it paid off for him. But either way, that was his opinion, that you should daven the first chance, first available opportunity. And the Mechaber quotes from the Rambam, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam, and says, no, it's better to daven at the later half, the 3:30, if like we're davening now. Why is that better? Or don't we say it the early you do the mitzvah, the better? So the reason is because what are we davening? As we said, tefillah keneged karbanos. We're davening our prayer corresponding to the sacrifices they brought. So on a regular day, the first karban brought was the tamid shel shachar, and the last karban brought on a regular day was the tamid shel ben abayim, the afternoon karban. And you had a sandwich in between those, all the sacrifices of the day you had to bring during that time period. So therefore, we didn't actually start bringing our Karban Mincha, Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, until later on, until 9.5 hours. So the Rambam says, since Tefillah corresponds to Karbanos, we want to daven at the appropriate time. So he says it's better to daven at the later times. Again, so all things being equal, so it seems to be the best time is to do it at the later time. However, with one exception, and that is coming up. They say on Erev Pesach, and especially this year, any Erev Pesach, but especially this year, Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos. If you want to daven early Mincha once a year, that's the day you should do it. Why? Because, as I mentioned, That was the exception is the Karban Pesach, the Paschal lamb. That was the Karban brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So they had to prepare. There's a lot of people were bringing a Paschal lamb. They were very busy. You couldn't wait to 9.5 hours. You didn't have time to do everything. So therefore, since in the temple they used to bring the afternoon Karban early, so therefore the post can bring down one, if you can, if you have a minyan, all things being equal, you should try to get an early mincha. And especially this year, even more so, because when it was Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach that falls out on Friday, is you can't roast the Pesach, you have to do all the cooking before Shabbos. You have to start 2 hours before, so especially this year, but any year, so all things being equal, as I said, halavai, we make a minyan any time in the afternoon, but all things being equal, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's better to do it later. However, on Erev Pesach alone, and especially this year, Erev Pesach, before which falls out on Friday, one especially should do, of course, in Hamilton, where you only have one minyan, you don't have much of an option, but assuming you had different choices. So again, your yotz say, don't worry, you know, with the mincha, that's what it is. It's based on the karbanos. So all week long, they brought them later on, but on Erev Pesach, they brought the karban early, hence the Rambam's opinion that we should daven mincha early on Erev Pesach. In Israel, Alan, you shouldn't have a problem. Rabbi Hanan Yemen Akasha Omer Ratza Kadish Baruch Hu Zakas Israel Lafich Rakeb Otor Mitzvah Shenamar Anach Abeis Manzin Ko Yaldil Torah V'Yadir.